Fianna Fáil and the Green Party have ruled out arming rank and file Gardaí after the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, said he would back an armed force if the Garda Commissioner requested it. So the Irish Examiner reports in its lead story. Daniel McConnell writes that weekend comments by Mr. Varadkar have drawn opposition from his fellow government leaders, coalition TDs and Garda representative associations, who made it clear there is no appetite for such a move. The Irish Times reports that a government commitment to end direct provision in 2024 looks set to be shelved in light of continuing accommodation pressures exacerbated by the war in Ukraine. The Irish Independent leads with a story about the gender pay gap. Sarah Collins reports that men at Irish headquartered companies operating in the United Kingdom are earning significantly more than their female colleagues. The findings are based primarily on UK data. The Irish News, Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror all lead with a story about a case in the Special Criminal Court where Gerard Hutch is on trial for the murder of David Byrne and evidence heard in the trial about the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald. For the Irish Sun, the main story is about Matt Hancock, a former UK government minister who has been taking part in the TV show I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and has finished in third place. Now get me out of politics, says the headline, over a report that secret talks have been held to get Hancock out of politics and into showbiz. In other stories, the Independent reports that the Taoiseach has said he favours a universal levy to replace the TV licence. Earlier this year, the government rejected the Future of Media Commission's proposals to replace the licence fee with funding derived from general taxation. Gabia Gata-Vetskaita writes that in the UK, the BBC has previously backed a new system of funding that would see all households pay a universal levy, whether or not they watch live TV. She notes that RTE says it loses €65 million each year because of non-payment of the licence fee. China has hit out at Irish government moves to ban Huawei equipment from Ireland's telecoms network, saying that the measures could undermine economic ties with the country. So Arthur Beasley reports in The Times. And reporting from Beijing for The Times, Dennis Staunton writes that police and demonstrators clashed in Shanghai yesterday evening as protests against China's zero COVID policy continued in cities across China for a third day. In Beijing, he says there were numerous reports of residents refusing to follow lockdown instructions issued by their neighbourhood committees. On the outdoors pages of The Examiner, Anya Murray writes that this is the time of year to plant a tree before the sap starts rising. She has some suggestions for what to plant, and she quotes an old proverb: the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is now. In The Times, Olivia Kelly reports on remarks by the chief executive of the Irish Green Building Council, Pat Barry. He said that home sizes need to be cut by 28% and the construction of detached houses discouraged if the state is to have a chance of meeting its climate goals. Ireland builds too many large houses, says the headline.